Chapter 3. How Dorothy Saved the Scarecrow. Dorothy was hungry and went to find food and water for her and Toto. She found bread in the house, clear water in the stream, and fruit hanging from the trees. She then changed into her only clean dress and bonnet. The dress had checks of white and blue. She took a little basket with bread in it. She looked at her feet and saw how old her shoes were. "They are not good for a long journey, Toto," she said. She picked up the silver shoes from the Witch of the East and put them on. Dorothy took the basket and said, "Come, Toto, let's ask the Great Oz to get us back to Kansas." She locked the door and put the key in a pocket in her dress. With Toto behind her, she started on her journey. There were several roads, but only one was yellow brick. The country around her was pretty, full of neat fences and fields of grain and vegetables. Sometimes she would pass a house where people came out to bow at the girl who killed the Wicked Witch of the East. That evening, Dorothy was tired and wondered where she would sleep. She found a house where the people greeted her kindly. They were having a party to celebrate freedom from the Wicked Witch. Dorothy ate and slept well. The next morning, she asked how far it was to the Emerald City. "It is a long way, and will take you many days," one Munchkin said. This worried Dorothy, but she knew that only the Great Oz could help her get home. She told her new friends goodbye. When she had walked several miles, she stopped to rest at a fence next to a large cornfield. She saw a scarecrow not far away, high on a pole. His head was a sack stuffed with straw that had eyes, a nose, and a mouth painted on. An old pointed blue hat was on his head, and he wore faded blue clothes and old blue boots. As Dorothy stared at him, she was surprised to see one of his eyes slowly wink. None of the scarecrows in Kansas ever winked. Then he nodded to her. She walked over to him while Toto ran around the pole and barked. "Good day," the scarecrow said.
"Did you speak?" Dorothy asked.
"Certainly," the scarecrow answered. "How do you do?"
"Pretty well," Dorothy said.
"How do you do?"
"Not very well," the scarecrow said. "It's tiring being up here all night and day."
"Can't you get down?" asked Dorothy. The scarecrow explained that the pole was stuck in his back. He asked if she could take it away. Dorothy reached up and lifted him off the pole.
"Thank you," he said. "I feel like a new man."
Dorothy was surprised to hear the stuffed man speak as he walked along beside her.
"Who are you and where are you going?" he asked.
"My name is Dorothy," she said. "I'm going to the Emerald City to ask the Great Oz to send me back to Kansas." The scarecrow did not know anything about what she said.
"I am stuffed, so I have no brains," he said sadly.
"Do you think if I go with you, that Oz would give me some brains?" the scarecrow asked.
"I don't know," she said, "but you can come with me. If he doesn't, you will be no worse than now."
The scarecrow agreed. "I cannot get hurt, but I do not want people to call me a fool. With straw instead of brains, how will I ever know anything?" They walked along the yellow brick road. At first, Toto did not like the scarecrow, and sometimes he growled.
He never bites, Dorothy said. I'm not afraid, said the Scarecrow. He can't hurt the straw. I'll tell you a secret. There is only one thing in the world that I fear.
What?
Dorothy asked. The Scarecrow said, A lighted match.